Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me for the first time is Dave, Steve, and Malia, my fantastic co-hosts. How's it going, everybody?
Well, I'm back on here again. So you got me for guys. Another week.
Yeah. Good day, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Good morning. Yeah,
it's been a whole week. Haven't seen you guys. How you been?
Hard at it.
Hard
it's
at
kinda
it.
It's kind of nice to have a female voice on here instead of listening to you two all the time.
I can interrupt once in a while.
She's a lot prettier than us, too.
Yeah, that is true.
Way prettier.
It's the blonde hair.
She's prettier now than I was 20 years ago.
The problem is she's meaner than all three of us.
That's true.
It's probably true.
That's fine.
She don't take shit off nobody.
Yeah, so if you...
So your boy listens when you say something the first time, right?
Usually. I have a look about me, and people have often wondered what happens if they don't...
You get the mom look in the eye and the...
Yeah, I mean, once you say their name pretty stern, like middle name.
Okay, I was going to say, when they hear their whole name, they know that they're in... Yeah.
Usually when Martin was put in my name, there was an ass beating behind it. So David Martin Hart, bang.
I also raised my kids to have a code word. So if I use that code word, there is no messing around.
Like, when you're in public, so you ain't got to say my
beating. You might want to go off grid.
Yeah. But it also works if they need me. If they text me that code word, I would be there hands down. So
that's actually works both a really ways. Good plan. Mm-hmm. All right. So episode 64,
24.
Yeah, also recorded on, not 24, 64. Also recorded on August 11th,
2024.
You're telling us your age, 64. There was your 24, that's where it was.
And the year of ways, our good Lord.
Little ways, 64. Yeah,
Dave's almost there, but I'm not. Yeah.
He's the baby of the month.
In case you're thinking to yourself, hey, seems like I just listened to these guys, it's because you did. We are weekly now. Like I said, you're welcome. We do it for you. And
it's all about the fans.
We
fans
well, you know,
lie.
What did we do? We got to thinking a while back. I think Dave,
that's what got us in trouble in the first place.
Right. <I know. laughs> Well, no, it's true, though. I think Dave was the one that brought it up first that, you know, I think we ought to go weekly. But we can record them, you know, on the same day. A lot of podcasts do that, record it on the same day and then release them a week at a time. That way somebody's got something sitting in their player every week to listen to. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good idea. It'll take two, action.
And cut.
It'll double our ad off. Revenue, if nothing else.
Try it again, Bill, with your top off.
Yeah. I don't know anybody who wants to see that.
You're a director in your own life, huh? Mm.
So, weekly. We're going to see how that goes. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't work. You might have also known that the runtime is slightly cut, too. So.
And for some reason, there's a fourth person on here now.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just three fat truckers, we decided to make it three fat truckers and somebody better looking than all of us.
Well, watch this space, too, because that number might grow to five or six as well. So, no promises. We will see how it goes. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't work.
Well, welcome to the show again, Malia.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always
second
fun to pick
time
on
you.
Here.
You got it down nailed, Pat.
She's just got the perfect voice, too.
She does. The voice is coming across very well. We all hate her voice. I hate my voice. I listen to it, and I'm like, oh, my God. But
I usually
love
don't
your
like
voice,
my
Dave.
What gets me, Dave, is you have a soundboard. You know you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can change some stuff, So I don't have it hooked up. But we're making headway.
Really don't want him messing with that.
We're making headway on the new studio, by the way, too, so.
I've got your computer sitting here next to me. I haven't been able to log into it because you changed your password or something.
And he doesn't know it.
No, he's got no clue.
He doesn't know it.
I don't know.
He didn't write it down. Didn't put it in a note.
Nope. Why start now?
So anyway.
Yeah, that sounds like me too. I shouldn't pick on you. I
Well, yeah, you should. That's why you're here. To help us.
It balances the equation, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, nobody wants to hear three fat white guys go at it every week, you know.
No.
By the way, anybody go see a movie lately?
I watched the new, I didn't go to see it, but I watched the new the Planet of the Apes movie. The Kingdom. And that was pretty good. I got to say, maybe they're starting to pull their finger out and make halfway decent films. Probably not, because
I got a movie for you to watch, Bill.
Okay.
Which I thought was really good. I bought it, and I don't ever buy movies. And let me see where it's at here. It's called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Oh, yeah.
Henry Cavill and the guy from Reacher is in it.
Yeah.
And it's based on true events, supposedly.
It's like the Inglourious Bastards kind of thing, isn't it?
It is, almost, and it was great. I haven't watched a movie that kept me zoned in the whole time for forever. I mean, and it was nonstop action and
you mean funny. It kept you from falling asleep?
I was going to say, you didn't fall asleep.
Or you didn't get your phone out and start messing with it.
No. Like you stayed awake.
But I actually
it's kinda,
never fails. You guys fall asleep.
I've been
wanting
to go to the theater to see the new Deadpool and Wolverine. And I just
I do too.
I did go see that, so I don't want to spoil it for you.
I do too. But isn't it kind of nice to get something that's not a Marvel movie or not?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Not
a
remake of an 80s movie or God help us.
Well, I'll tell you what, that one is starting to stretch a lot.
I mean, there's Barbie. Did you go see Barbie?
I've got it on my jelly sensor.
Go see Barbie.
You did, Dave. I bet you did go see Barbie. It's like, did you stay awake for that?
I did. Yeah,
I bet you did.
And the best part about it,
take you to some.
That's the best part about it. Cuddle up in the back of the theater and sleep.
The best part about that is Ken won all the awards on that, and he had the smallest part in the whole show.
Of course he did.
Of course, the chick flicking the guys.
It's
even
a man's world.
What do we do? I did start watching something that's sort of weird here. There's like four seasons.
Well, that's Debbie Does Dallas, but we know that.
Have you seen Doom Patrol?
Doom Patrol.
Have you watched that?
Yeah,
I remember a thing called in the 70s Doom something. Or
there is
no,
a story out
Patrol. What was that show TV series?
Paw Patrol is that? It's another cartoon.
Yeah, that's cartoon.
Of course, I know. Paw Patrol. Like,
no, it was about these guys on jeeps with machine guns, and they run the.
That was Mad Max.
Yeah.
No, before that, in the 70s, there was a series. Oh, it was Doom.
We're not old enough, Bill.
I know.
I guess. I watched TV in the 70s, Sesame Street. And
oh, my. I was,
the Electric
I was born
Company.
In 80. I was born in 80, guys. It's like 70 what?
Yeah, Bill, you're not the youngest no more.
No, I guess not.
Well, I'm starting to feel old now. I'm like 80. People are like, you're old. It's like,
I just remember.
I had to have readers the other day. I took your glasses through the menu.
Yeah. Yeah. I handed my glasses. Wow, I can see clear.
Oh, was that a new sensation for you? Happened to get glasses to see?
It's like the menu's too small. What the heck
I know
happened?
Exactly.
Did they shrink
what
it on
you
purpose?
Mean.
You go, give me the adult menu so I can read.
I know. I think they shrank it on purpose. It's like, I was like,
since when did they make the whole world blurry?
I know. I'm like, what is coming on this? It's like, Dave's like,
it's
hey,
not right.
Yeah. Try these on. She goes, wow, I can
read it. They gave you back the right menu.
Done. I mean, the shock look that she could read it was even funnier, you know.
You know, you can go right to the Dollar Tree. They're like $1.25.
I now know where I got to get it.
And they even got fancy ones for ladies.
I was exactly the same way. I had perfect vision right up until my mid-40s, and then
about 40-something.
Man, you just gave it away. It's like, yeah, I'm 44.
That's where you're at.
Like, just told her age. No, way to go. She was trying to
literally no woman on earth ever tells her age.
She does. She,
44.
Second episode that we got it out of her.
28, okay.
44. What do you
and mean? Proud of it.
Yeah. Well, you made it, you know. Yeah. I want to say you're halfway there, but.
Did you hear that on there?
Did you not eat breakfast this morning?
No, not yet. It's like lots of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm
that'll
out of
do
coffee.
It. I made sure and I had a bowl of cereal just, well, number one, jack the blood sugar up. And then number two,
that's
that
my
way.
Coffee does. It's like,
yeah.
You know, I haven't had any carbs or sugar or anything processed for over a month now.
Well, good. I'm going to go to Tower Bar and Grill today for lunch.
I have that sounds good. Love they got that good wings place. There. And they
have, get some, yeah, my brother wants to. He wanted to go someplace, so he said, "Hey, can you meet us at noon at Tower Bar and Grill?"
I
said,
"Yes, yeah, I can."
I love that place. Don't they have buying? Like a chicken fajita taco or something? Yeah.
Well, they've got wings that have been good for years. They're one of the few places where their wings have not changed over the years.
They're peanuts and
well, I just thawed out a pork belly last night, Dave, and make some pork belly lollipops in the smoker.
I did 8 of them yesterday for a wedding. Eight pork butts, 4 trays of green beans, 4 trays of macaroni and cheese, coleslaw for a wedding yesterday, and I was waiting to get online and see if I seen any complaints, and I haven't seen any yet. So
because they're all dead.
It wouldn't be about your food. It'd be about what you said.
Why? I work well at that church camp.
Who cooked the food? I was that guy that was throwing the F-bomb around.
The 1 year at church camp, somebody got them all sick, and they had COVID and was sick as shit. That's when he was out. They were just fine with that,
Almost took him out. Almost
it takes a lot to take this out, but it was
apparently.
I was even nice and was like, "Hey, what's
still wheezy from it? What do you mean?"
That was our producer that almost killed you, huh?
Yeah,
let's just out him right here.
Does he got you on life insurance policy or something?
Yeah,
of course. Plus, you guys are. Nobody does. I'm gonna buy one of you.
I literally called the doctor. She said, "Just stop by the hospital. They'll give you a shot." And I was mowing the yard, so I went, got gas in the gas cans, and I drove up, parked, and walked up to the emergency room. That's where you had to go then. Stand 6 feet behind the guy, and the guy goes, "Well, let me take your oxygen." And he puts a little machine on me and goes, "Just a minute." And some doctor comes out there and goes, "Come back here with me for a second." And I go back there, and they threw me on a table and they're wiring me. And I'm
they
like,
didn't throw you on a table.
Ain't nobody thrown you anywhere.
That's what I was going to say, since you was born.
Yeah, I don't usually tolerate that. But and they wouldn't let me leave. I was there for a little over a month and a half. Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, I remember it, and I remember thinking,
I was just waiting for somebody to steal my gas can out of the back of my pickup because I just filled it up because I had grass to mow.
And nobody stole it.
No.
My faith in humanity is revived.
My truck sat in the emergency parking lot, short-term parking lot, for a month and a half.
Bill, Dave, is that the gas can you spent $60 to mail to yourself?
Yeah, shut up, stupid.
Now, that's a story that demands to be retold.
That one's not good. That was priceless. Yeah, I don't think she's heard
it. I want to hear it now. She doesn't know the context. She's got to know it.
I was sending a gas can to a friend of mine, and I went over to the
What was special office. About the gas can?
Well, they're the race car gas cans. They got they're easy to pour. Got the spouts, and they have
we don't
none
have
of that.
All the safety.
No crap. Government safety say, I don't shit like, on nothing.
I can't use that stuff.
They're terrible.
I would look like an idiot trying to.
So Dave finds a nice one,
and it sent to me, and I go over to the post office, and they go, "It'll be $60 to ship it." And I'm like, "That's what I paid for the stupid thing. Now it's going to cost me another $60. All right. I fill out the paperwork. Stick it on her, pay him the $60, and then I get home the next day. I pull in the driveway, and the mailman's carrying it up to the door.
You mailed it
and
to
I'm
yourself.
Like, why are you? I sent it to myself and put their address as the return address.
Of course you did.
So what you should have done.
I should have rejected it. I should have said, "That's not mine. Send it back to the other one." And then it got there. But there I didn't go. Think about
return
it.
Return to send up.
How much did you pay again, Dave?
It was $60 to send it local?
No, so, it wasn't. It was going to Virginia. But
no, but it came to you.
Yeah, you but it $60. Was $60 because of the size and the weight.
Yeah, to ship local. It's like.
So I'm like $60.
That's what we call Dave Heimers.
Yeah, a Davism.
Davism.
A Davism. Steve.
Davism. There we go.
Don't be.
We knew we had it all.
Don't be a Dave.
That's excellent. So, well, we better rush through this little bit of news we got right quick, unless we just want to say fuck it.
Well, we're going to have to pause here in just a few seconds, anyways, and then. Probably ought to get in the news.
Get through the half roll on it.
Oh yeah, let's get through the mid roll. Yep. When we come back, the news.
Dun, dun, dun. The news. Dun, dun, dun.
And we're back.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Need one of them ticker sounds. And the news today.
You need like the Jeopardy thing.
I just need a little bit of quiet. That way I can find it on the waveform.
I know.
Sticking a...
So you can cram his commercials in there.
There's not a whole lot here on our staff. I don't know.
The wreck looks terrible.
Okay, so truck driver cited for crash that left.
I brought it up because Steve's going down to Virginia. That's what caught my eye.
West Virginia.
West Virginia. I go out there. I only go out
West Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Go to Hatfield and McCoy out there. That's where you go.
Oh, yeah.
Far from where I'm at.
That's where I would be. I'd be like.
The trail system?
Yeah.
Yep. Right, four wheelers down there?
Yeah. It's fun.
Yep.
Truck driver cited for crash that left decimated cab dangling from Virginia I-77 bridge. And this is from CDL Life, Dateline, August 9th, 2024. A truck driver was cited for a single vehicle crash that left him with injuries near Hillsville, Virginia on Thursday. When crews, lovely spacing on this.
Yeah, I was rushed on time today.
I was reading glasses.
when crews arrived at the scene, they found the tractor dangling off the bridge over Route 58 East.
Part of the tractor. The cab's on the ground.
Yeah, the cab's sitting on the ground.
The trailer's still on the bridge.
We're not quite accurate.
Was it a Volvo?
Accurate.
Yes.
Part of it looks like a Volvo.
Engine, yes.
It was a Volvo. Those got quick detach on them, don't they?
Yeah. Somebody forgot the hood.
Well, yeah, as it
clipped a hood latch.
You can't see the picture, can you? I'm sorry.
No, you guys are fine. I'm enjoying this.
I will get you in the mix to where you can see all this stuff. No problem.
She called us fine. We already knew that.
Yes, I'm a fine, hairy-chested man. The cab had sheared off and fallen off Highway 58 and rolled over the guardrail, HFD said. And scroll. Virginia State Police later said that the truck was northbound on I-77 when it struck a guardrail on the right side of the road, causing the cab of the tractor to separate from the rest of the vehicle and sparking a fireball. According to witnesses. The passenger compartment rolled through both the eastbound and westbound lanes of Route 58, striking a sign in the median. I hear music while I'm thinking about that happening, too.
So what, the driver's department stayed on the other side? I love how they write.
I leave it to your imagination. The passenger compartment eventually came to rest off the westbound lanes of Route 58. While the trailer portion of the vehicle stopped and remained on I-77 because
the trailer
we had a job
to
do.
Going down there.
You ain't taking me.
Where are you going?
You can't make me.
The driver of the tractor, Nelson A. Diaz.
Diaguez.
Diaguez. 36 of Lawrenceville, Georgia, suffered serious injuries in the crash. He was transported to an area hospital. Diaz, are you going to make me do it again, huh? Diaz Diaguez was not wearing a seatbelt.
Oh,
how do you survive that?
Oh, man.
Another one.
Gotta take those clickers out of our seatbelt holders.
Goodness.
He has been cited for failure to maintain control of the
vehicle.
I'm sure
he don't really give a shit.
If you can see the picture,
what
Malia?
If they showed up at the hospital and wrote him the ticket?
Well, in the picture, there's the trailer on top of the overpass, and there's a frame with the steer axle and the engine hanging off the side of the bridge, and then the whole cab is laying down on the road.
We will have
he
this.
He went for a ride, I'll tell you right now.
I will have this on the website, and it'll be linked in the show description, so everybody will be able to see this. But yeah, there is.
I've gone by so many of these accents. I can imagine what it looks like for today.
Tandem's on the truck hooked to it still. I can see what happened. The brake lines broke right there.
He's got them fancy. He's got them fancy taillights, though. It looks like he just got them.
He does got them nice taillights. Mud flaps are still good shape. Them nice chrome mud flaps.
I kept that trailer from going. It's like,
look at all the traffic.
I know what's wrong with it. Ain't got no gas in it.
Look. Yeah. That's the old joke from. Look, trailer number is 1966.
Almost made it. Oh, all right. Yeah.
That just
Bill, you said something about some local news.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it up here. What we had recently was an incident on the, as many would be aware, Dave and I live in Fort, well, Malia too, live in Fort Wayne, and we've got I-69 kind of runs. It doesn't run through, it runs beside Fort Wayne for a real good time. Get off on 69 like the girls in Fort Wayne do. So,
and if you're feeling froggy, you can take 469 and get a quad in there.
Yeah. Way to go, boy.
Did I say I keep my Bible near for this? It's like, I'll probably see that every
time. One breach hand, baby.
Yeah. It's like, pray before.
So, we had a guy broke down on the side of the road, and another truck, he was broke down, and he was out working on it during the wee hours of the morning, and another truck came along and took him out, and he was killed, and he actually wasn't found until later that morning, at least a half an hour later his body was found. He was ran over several times by the truck. And through...
Did he back up or something, or what?
I was going to say, I hit him 18 times.
I think he went underneath, and I don't know.
Flopped around.
So the lesson here...
Was it somebody where you guys are, or just somebody in the area?
The driver, I'm trying to find the...
What company was it?
Well, good question.
I remember hearing about it, but I don't...
Yeah, because neither company was, I think the driver was actually out of, one of them was out of Indianapolis and the other was somewhere out of state, I think. And, it was a hit and run, but through the clever use of, closed caption, video and, you know, the other things, they figured out who it was and they arrested him, and now he's actually in Fort Wayne. I think he's got a court date tomorrow as we record this, and he swears that he had no idea he hit anything, but the video of his truck that was taken after the accident showed a mirror busted off, and then he's got a brand new mirror on the truck when they arrested him. And he's
was it a pickup that hit him?
No, it was another truck. It was a owner operator Cascadia or something like that.
Damn Freightliner drivers.
No, it was a Volvo. It was a Volvo. Folks,
Turbans, Suburbans.
When you pull today, off to the side of the road, and in my opinion, it happens certainly more than I'm comfortable with. But it happens at an alarming rate. People treat that left side of the road like it's a rest area. Mm-hmm. If you can get off that road onto a ramp, at least, you should always prefer to do that. Mm-hmm. Don't just assume that because you're a truck and you're sitting on the side of the road, you got this big old vehicle, you got flashing lights, and you got your, you know, you could do everything right. Put your triangles out there and everything.
People don't pay attention enough.
People are distracted, especially
drift
drivers
off the road a lot.
Well, and they don't let semis over either. So, like a semi trying to get over, you see that all the time. A car won't let them over when they're trying to go around.
But I've noticed here lately too, even for common courtesy, other truck drivers aren't getting over in the lane when they can when there's something on the shoulder.
Indiana is one of the best. Indiana is the best state in the world. A truck turns his turn signal on, everybody speeds up so he can't get over.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I go to New York. I go to Texas. I go to all over all the big cities. turns to, they let me in.
Go to Massachusetts, they let me out. I go to Connecticut, they let me out. Yeah. Indiana, turn signal on, they speed up.
Oh, no, it's a race.
Yeah. They do. Ohio, they absolutely do. Michigan. When I see it, I'm the car that gets over and slows everybody else down so the truck can get over.
Well, I still do it. Even in my pickup, if I see something on the shoulder, I get over.
Not me. I stay them over there. You ain't getting over. I'm not moving for you assholes. Screw you. Run me down. Slow me down all the time on the highway.
But you got to, you know what? If you're over on the side of the road, you got to look out for yourself.
It is,
you
know,
you've got to take.
Oh yeah,
at least pull over on the off ramp or something.
How many videos have you seen where a cop's got somebody pulled over and a cop gets winged by somebody's mirror on a car?
Yeah, or the door. It's law now that you have to get over.
Oh, yeah.
Or slow down to 20 mph.
That's but so many people just absolutely. Well, you've got a when it comes to the cops and all that, you've got this culture of just respect for law enforcement now that, you know, well, we could have an argument about that, sure, but it exists.
Few bad apples
it does exist. I mean, it does.
So,
yeah.
So I would love for people to take something from this. Take that you need to look out for yourself. Think about what you're doing. Don't pay just attention. Walk around that truck like. Like these construction workers too. I swear they like standing right along that line, you know, and then they make it a punishable by death felony if you run over one of these guys.
Well, they had one on 416. That guy in a pickup hit one, just kept going, and they found him at home, you know.
Yeah,
but I can remember out there delivering all them concrete barriers.
Yeah, we're doing tons of barrier work right now.
You know,
now.
We had a rush when I was up there. We had a rush on that stuff and be standing out there. Away from traffic on the side, undoing your straps, and all of a sudden you hear boom, boom, and here comes barrels flying over top of the trailer that a car had hit because they're not paying attention in the construction on their own or phone or whatever.
Me and Steve was running barriers once, and we pulled over to get behind the barriers to stop, and the cars followed us.
They don't pay attention. That's funnier than hell. I'm sorry, people are such followers.
Steve went over, I went over, and I looked in the mirror, and a car come over, and then she figured out what she did and pulled right back out in front of everybody.
I had all sorts of lights on my truck that strobed and flashed for oversize, and I'd flip all them on before I started going in, and I don't know. It was terrible.
Well, anyway, on that note, we should probably wrap it up. Good show, everybody. I got to start saying everybody now instead of guys.
Yeah, these new shoes. Blah, 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 blah.
Dave can barely get a word in edgewise now.
I know it. I got to do it sideways.
What do you think, Malia?
I think he gets a word in. He's like.
Yeah, and the word you usually don't want to hear, too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, all like of you folks get us on the podcast. You know, you're going to have to go to the YouTube now to check out and see what this young lady looks like because she could be just hideous. You just don't know.
Big wart on her nose.
Just about
that. I'm hearing guys saying, I don't care. I still don't matter what she looks like.
I put a bag over her head.
She's still trying to figure out.
Beauty's only a light switch away.
Well, I sound, according to the last show, I sound safe. It's like, it's all the guys I got to worry.
I was going to say,
what she signed up for here. She
got on here and she heard 20 minutes talk about guy sex.
Man on man.
So go back and listen to the last show if you didn't catch that one.
That's how
they introduced me to this.
Yeah, we introduced her to the podcasting by talking about
baptism of fire.
With a little debauchery, right? Starting right off.
Dropping poles. Yeah.
Bull Scott, one of the best cleaners you can get for your trucks.
Whatever we got to do to get a rise out of you.
That's right.
Let us know what you think, folks. Show at 3ftpodcast.org. Hit us up on the socials, or you can comment directly on the website. But you and I both know we ain't going to do that.
But do keep commenting on the group page, on the TikTok page. We're getting a lot of likes. We're getting well over 600 to 800 views on our TikToks and Instagram, guys. So keep it up, you know.
Facebook.
And if anybody's free this coming weekend on the 17th Saturday, I'll be in Nebo, West Virginia at the American Truck Historical Society Truck Show at the USAVE Truck Plaza. Registration starts at 9:00. There's music. food, concessions, and some 50
a meet and greet of one of the three fat truckers. Boy, you can't miss that.
I'm going to be there doing some interviews.
You got to be there for that.
You're going to have any t-shirts with you, Steve?
Yeah, I'm going to try and I'm going to buy a wagon today so I can tote shit around.
There you go. No, get your little red wagon.
Yep.
Got to get another golf cart.
It's going to be one of the affordable black ones.
Like baby
there
to drive you.
Yeah.
Like the moms always carried the kids in, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We need something we can drive around inside the big truck shows, too.
Well, I got stuff to make me one of them cooler scooters, maybe.
There you go.
Whatever we got to do.
Whatever it takes.
Anyway, we'll be back in a week. We'll all see you then. Until then, I've been Bill.
And your long, old, happy, most of the time trucker, Dave.
I don't know about long.
Right. And Malia.
And Malia.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, everybody. Have a wonderful week.
See you, folks.
Bye.